Riggs and Alley, rewind.
It's Riggs and Alley. Hi.
Searching for good news.
Oh. Searching for the good news.
Searching for the good news on a Wednesday.
And you know what? I found my good news in the form of Taco Bell last night.
You know, I haven't had Taco Bell in like 2 years.
I haven't had Taco Bell in a long time. It's been a while. But I was coming home last night from the Jonas Brothers concert, and I didn't eat anything at the concert because it's freaking expensive.
Please tell me you drank at a Jonas. Yes.
Of course we drank at
a
Jonas Brothers concert.
I was explaining to somebody yesterday. They were like, Jonas Brothers, all the kids. I go, no. I go, Jonas Brothers is like 20-year-olds. I go,
oh, yeah.
They were teenagers 10 years ago, and now they're in their 20s. You think Jonas Brothers fans are kids? They are not kids. They are girls in their 20s.
Average age, probably 26, 27.
Oh, I believe it.
Easily.
I believe it.
And the moms were there, too, and there were also kids there, too, because they have this new generation of young fans, too.
I would say there were women in their 50s, and there were kids that were 4 and 5, and everywhere in between.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Well, and if the kids were 4 and 5, they were there for their mom. They weren't there because they were fans. Let's be real.
It was totally a concert, though, because we went up to the Panorama Lounge, and they were like, we're closing it at 9 o'clock. You got to get out of the Panorama Lounge at 9.
They
last call. They kicked us out.
You're like, the Jonas Brothers are 25 now. Why can't we be in the bar?
They didn't go on until 9:15, but it was a great show. We'll tell you more about it later, but the Taco Bell that I got on the way home was great.
Who's better than the Jonas Brothers?
Not better than the Jonas Brothers.
How was Nick? Did he look good?
It was good. We had great seats. No, we got to see him.
That's a lie.
We had awesome seats.
Now, that's a lie.
The view was great because the view from any seat at Fiserv Forum is amazing. Thank God.
I wonder if Fiserv could get us better tickets than our own station could.
Probably. Fair enough.
Ironic. Understand. The anchors can't get them.
If only we knew somebody.
If only the anchors on the news could get them.
If only we were on a morning show.
If only we knew someone to get in.
You guys, this is good news, Jared.
Good news, Taco Bell. Bad news, I'll pay for it today, but good news. Taco Bell. What's your good news, Allie?
Damn, what is my good news? That's a really good question. Oh, if this ain't some old lady stuff up in here, I got on my ladder yesterday.
Oh my God.
For like the fourth time this summer, and I cleaned out my gutters.
Oh, nice.
It's disgusting. And let me tell you, because I have so many leaves and trees in my yard.
Oh.
And I got to tell you, I used to be afraid to get on ladders. That has disappeared now. This whole summer, I've been on a ladder, and I've never been nervous once. And I don't know if I'm just a different person. I don't know if my fears have gone away. Yep. I don't know what it is, but I am real ballsy these days, let me tell you.
Do you have a ladder that just goes up and you lean it against the roof, or is it like an A-frame one?
I open an A-frame.
Okay.
And then I climb up it, and then I put gloves on, and I pull the nasty leaves and water that smells out of my gutter. I drop it into a bin, and then I move the ladder again, and then I get back up.
Look at you.
You know what?
I don't know why I'm less afraid.
I don't know why.
I can't do that. My gutters are too high.
Why?
You're living.
I don't care if I die anymore.
No. You're not thinking about it.
I don't give a damn.
You're not thinking about it. You're just living. You're going, you know what, Damon? I need to do this. I'm doing it. I'm not going to think about it. I'm just doing it.
Yeah.
And for that, I applaud.
I'm still afraid of heights, but ladders don't freak me out anymore. I don't know why.
They don't need to.
Face your fears, I guess.
What's your good news, Gibbons?
Mine was about the Joe Bros. The Joe Bros show was freaking amazing.
Yeah.
Right.
At one point, I got really emotional and shed a tear. I'm not sure if Riggs saw that or not. It was an emotion.
What did they open with? You guys don't know, do you?
I don't know the song they opened up, but they played SOS second. The first song was like Roller Coaster, I want to say.
Okay. SOS.
Yeah, they did play, like Nick Jonas did his own song. He did Jealous. They did DNCE, Cake by the Ocean. They did some DNCE.
They played Cool, like second or third in their set.
Yes.
It was...
They played Mandy. I know they got into that. When You Look Me in the Eyes.
I don't know what Mandy is.
Mandy was like the very first song that they ever did.
How do you
way
not
back
know
the in
first?
The day.
I don't know.
Like the very first Joe Bro song was Mandy.
Oh,
yeah.
I believe you.
They did it, yes.
It was amazing.
Good news all around.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.